In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists what the UK will do finally to keep Scotland from leaving. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Angie's List, offering consumer reviews for more than 19 years and providing online shopping and scheduling for local services. Angie'sList.com. Esurance, with an app that lets users manage their car insurance policies, update payment info, and handle claims at Esurance.com. And Source America, researching and developing customized employment options for people with significant disabilities. SourceAmerica.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord, Philip Gotica, Red Star Limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our assistant house manager is Tyler Green. Our public address announcer is Paul Friedman. Our intern is Kelsey, HBO's Real Time with Bill Mardison. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Special thanks to John Zajac and Les Dolarczyk at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Walchover and Miles Dernboss. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Our CFO is Ann Nien. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillag. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Linwood Danforth. Now, panel, what will Great Britain do finally to convince Scotland to stay? Moshe Kasher.
They're going to give a 21 bagpipe salute version of Chicago's If You Leave Me Now.
Roxanne Roberts.
They'll give Scotland all the crown jewels and promise a date night once a week.
And Brian Babylon.
The royal family will put on a Braveheart reenactment festival at Buckingham Palace.
And if any of that happens, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Brian, Roxanne, and Big Rocket. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We will see you next week in Seattle, Washington. This is NPR.